Confuses can produce.
Intermedia. I've heard Joan and I taking apart the tape recorder that wasn't working, and we didn't even have a screwdriver, so Joan got a rock and turned a nail into a screwdriver. We figured we could, if we could look inside it, we could figure out something, but we didn't manage to do that. Let me get that tape recorder fixed. Because we were trying to do our own little band at the time.
And what was the band?
The Pythian Sistrum, as I named it.
The Pythian.
Sistrum. I think it was the New Moon Pythian Sistrum. It was Marcia. She played the flute, and I did things with guitar, and we all did sort of intonations, and we experimented and got high and had fun. Yeah. But
So it was
sometimes
like junk music.
it was really an attempt to sort of connect. I continued doing that with Rhoda and Trudy for a while in Roy, where we'd just get a sound going and moving towards Eastern music. I think if we'd known more Eastern music, we could have maybe carried it off. At least my vision. I mean, of course, everybody has their own inner vision too of what you're trying to do. But Roy used to get quite came over to Judy's studio one time, and he got quite excited about what we were doing. He just thought it was the greatest thing. It was a kind of like a meditation thing. You just get this, what do you call that?
The groove,
Yeah, it
the
wasn't
beat,
jazz.
the mantra.
It was more of a, getting tones and chords, a sort of basic tone, and then working from that. But there was no discussion of it as music. I mean, we didn't know anything about music, but we had.
So you and Judy and Joan
And Marcia.
and Marcia were friends.
And we did. I had a lot of ambitions actually to get people working, like to get women working together, but it was hard.
Well, this going against the grain, I guess, in some ways, but going with the grain in other ways, because it was an opening of the consciousness with regards to women and their role and in all these activities, right?
But I mean, basically, the guys saw the women as, whose chick are you? So, if you didn't sort of belong to somebody, you actually were invisible. So, and I guess everybody wanted to be somebody's chick
Anyway.
anyway, once in a while or somehow. So you'd fall out
Uh-huh.
of the order of it all.